Welcome to the Keep Going Podcast, where we encourage, inspire, and transform lives. My name is Judy Perfect, your host and Keep Going Encourager. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Keep Going Podcast, where we seek to encourage, inspire, and transform lives. As we move into this new month of April, now, most individuals are somewhat settled into achieving their goals that they've set earlier in the year. They're taking action, evaluating where they are after the first quarter has passed. You know, we think about the impact of the decisions that we've made and whether or not they even make a difference. Often our thinking is inward, how our life is affecting us. But how often do we think about how we are impacting others? How our lives are impacting this world that we are in. That's what we're going to talk about today, living an impactful life. You know, there are so many things going on in the world today. We sometimes can feel overwhelmed and think that it really does not matter what we do or whether it will serve any purpose or make a difference. And so we resign to just thinking about ourselves or just those within our inner circle. Spouses, children, friends, and yes, they all matter, and they are an important part of our existence. However, have you ever thought about that God is calling you to make an even greater impact in this world that we live in? You know, it's easy to look at TV, social media, and other informational platforms and see people doing great things, making a difference, changing lives, and yet, we feel that we don't have what it takes to have that kind of influence, that kind of impact that can change someone's life. We can sometimes think that, you know, you've got to have the most important position. You have to have a lot of money, power, and status to transform lives or to even be a catalyst of change. But the Bible is full of examples of individuals, some who are not even named, that made a tremendous impact on others and on the world. You know, it's easy in today's society for someone to get making an impression confused with making an impact. You know, in this age of selfies, cameras, social media, making an impression is front and center in their minds. While making an impression can generally be temporary, making an impact have a longer lasting effect. Webster's dictionary defines impact as the force of impression of one thing or another, a significant or major effect. When we look at history, we can see a countless number of individuals who have had a significant or major effect in our lives. Some that are well known and others who are not as well known. Yet the impact they may continues on through history. You know, we were not put on this earth just to exist and to live for ourselves and within ourselves. We've all been given gifts and talents by God to use to positively enhance and improve life for others. No, your name may not be in the headlines or your name may not appear on the big screen, but you have something to give. You have something to say. Something to do that will enhance the lives or of others. Jesus tells us in Matthew 5 and 14 through 16, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." As believers, we're not called to be secret agents. We should always be ready to let our light shine and make a difference in this world, wherever we might find ourselves. You may never know whose life has been changed, inspired, transformed, just by something that you said, an action you displayed, and for some people, just a smile can make a major difference between a person feeling accepted, hopeful, or them feeling despair or hopelessness. You might think also that you have to be perfect to have impact, that you have to have everything together to have some kind of influence that will benefit someone else or others. But that is so far from the truth. Again, the Bible has so many examples of individuals with imperfect lives, yet God used them in a mighty way to change the world. Yes, he used Paul, who was initially persecuting Christians. You know, after Paul's conversion in Acts 9, Jesus used him to spread the gospel message and fulfill the ministry in which he had been given. In fact, it was Paul who ended up writing most of the New Testament, writing that continues to impact our lives today and will forevermore. Yes, God used David, called a man after God's own heart. Was he perfect? No, he was not. He had many challenges and indiscretions. Yet David loved and trusted God. It was David who wrote many of the Psalms, which provide comfort for so many of us to this day. Impact. Yes, and then there was Rahab in Joshua 2. Rahab was known as a harlot, or in today's terms, a prostitute. Yet she was instrumental in hiding the spies who had been sent by Joshua to view the land. In doing so, and participating in this important role, she was able to secure salvation for her family, and we continue to read about her until this day in God's Word. Yes, impact. And yes, there was Peter, a faithful follower of Jesus as one of his disciples, who in a moment of weakness denied Christ three times. Yet Jesus provided restoration for Peter in John 21:15-19. And lovingly charged him with the task of taking care of the people of Christ. And yes, there was also Mary Magdalene in the 20th chapter of John, who had 7 demons in her that Jesus had healed her of. Mary Magdalene that Jesus, after he had risen, showed himself to her and called her by name for her to be the one to go and carry the message to his disciples that he was ascending to his Father and to her Father. Impact. These were all imperfect people, yet each of them and many others played a major role and made an impact that continues to this day. You might wonder how you can make an impact or live an impactful life. You may not be a Martin Luther King Jr., a Rosa Parks, George Washington Carver. You may not hold a position of power or what society calls status, but you have the uniqueness of who God made you to be. You have a unique gift. You have the privilege and opportunity to make a difference in someone's life in this world. An impact that you might be aware of, or it could be an impact that you may never know of. So, what are some of the ways that you can live an impactful life? Well, you can start by serving others. Jesus lived his time on earth always seeking to serve others. He had compassion and love and forgiveness, and he showed it in so many ways. And so can you. So consider some from this list. Volunteering. Sometimes we tell ourselves we don't have the time, but do you realize that we have 168 hours a week? Have you considered relinquishing just a couple of hours to impact someone else's life? Visiting someone who is confined to home. Some people live very lonely lives because they cannot get out and they have no one to come in and visit them. So lighten up someone's day with a smile, with a meal, with a gift. It will be something that they will cherish for years to come. Be a mentor for someone. Perhaps you have a particular gift or talent and someone could use some guidance to help them along the way. For some young person, it could mean the difference between them giving up or succeeding in this life. Tutoring. There are many students who struggle in school, and with just a little extra help and attention, it could mean an increase in their confidence. And who knows? You could be tutoring a future president who just happened to struggle with a particular subject and only needed some just a little bit of extra help. Write a note cards. Though we are in this digital age, people still enjoy receiving handwritten letters and notes. It speaks volumes and says that you care enough about them to take the time to write out a kind, thoughtful note. Expressing gratitude. Thank you sounds so simple and easy, yet it is one of the most impactful things that you can do for someone. With it, maybe try giving a larger tip when you're at a restaurant than what you would usually give. And on the merchant receipt copy, express your gratitude for the service that you received. You may never know the impact of the gesture and the note. However, I can almost guarantee you that that person will not forget what you did or what you said. Then you can pay it forward. As you have been blessed, seek to bless someone else by paying it forward. Just as the blessing you received impacted you, so will the blessing that you pay forward impact someone else. Then we can seek justice for those who are oppressed and those who are marginalized. Stand up for what is right. Don't take the attitude that nothing will change. Jesus was always concerned about righting the wronged. Then we can practice forgiveness. Set someone free today by forgiving them for maybe some wrong that they've done toward you. And then live with integrity. Live with honesty, humility, and integrity again. Someone who is always watching you. There's a phrase that says that you might be the only Bible that someone reads. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so I encourage you today to live an impactful life. You have more to give than you're probably even aware of, that you can even imagine. Seek to be a change agent in this world today. You are needed, and what God has placed in you is needed. Let your light shine brightly. Make a difference. Not only will you be able to keep going, but you will be able to help someone else to keep going. So I want to thank you for listening in today. And I pray that this message has been or has made an impact on your life today. So I'm going to ask you to share this podcast with someone else you might know so that their lives will be changed, their lives will be transformed, and their lives will be impacted. May God richly bless you. Don't forget to sign up for emails, my weekly encouraging emails at www.judyburfick.com. Thank you and have a very, very blessed week. Thank you for listening to the Keep Going podcast. I trust you have been encouraged, inspired, and transformed today. I'm Judy Burfick, and I'm your Keep Going coach. Make sure you visit me at keepgoingcoach.com, and remember to always keep going.